Hello and welcome back to the Go Perform Podcast. Today I'm joined by Madison Bennett and Shay Barton-Batch, who have been with us on their internships this year. We thought it'd be really good to do a reflective chat about how the year's gone so far. This is their third year of their degrees, and then they'll be going back to university next year. Shay is studying at Solent University, sport and exercise therapy, and Maddie is at University of Bath, doing sport and exercise science.
Yep.
So essentially it was their third year, this is their placement year. And it's been really good. But I wanted to ask you guys how it's been. So welcome along.
Thanks Maddie for having us.
And Shay.
Yeah, hello.
So firstly, you're both local. Shay, you went to Prospect. Maddie went to Deanfield School. How did you hear about Go Perform and what made you apply, Maddie?
I think it was word of mouth, honestly. My mum had mentioned to me that she'd heard a few people had come to Go Perform and really good feedback from you guys. I hadn't heard about it through university, but I looked at the website and looked at what you guys did, what you offered, and the variety of what you offered kind of appealed to me. So I emailed Tristan to ask initially about work experience because I was quite eager, and unfortunately it wasn't something you guys offer. But then when it came round to applying for placements, Tristan contacted me, looking at my CV, invited me on an interview, and I guess kind of the rest is history. Now I'm here.
Very good. And had you always intended to have a placement year?
Not intentionally. When I applied to Bath, I didn't even know placements existed. I didn't know what they were. And then when I was at Bath, learning kind of the prospects postgrad they provide, especially at Bath, it's quite a university that pushes for placements. I thought, actually, I'll apply for one and see what I can get out of it, especially learning the opportunities that people and students have done previously.
Yeah.
I thought, let me see and give it a go, really.
Nice. And then I think it was your netball, your PE teacher came.
Yeah.
And she was singing your praises, so yeah. We thought we should check you out. And then, yeah, it's been great. How about you, Shay? You and I have known each other a long time, actually.
Yeah.
So I should say, Shay, when we first opened in 2017, we needed some photos done, and Shay very kindly was one of our models,
really?
A younger Shay,
mm-hmm.
Age 17. I couldn't find that photo. I was looking for it.
You do not? I have it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't a flyer, I think, at one point. But yeah, so you've known of us for a while.
Yeah.
What made you specifically decide to do a placement year with us?
I always had you guys in mind, literally, since I first come down and met you guys. Like, when I decided to go into uni, because obviously I never thought I was ever going to go to uni, already signed up for uni to have a placement year, and I had you guys in mind, like, since day dot.
Wow.
So, yeah, I knew what you was about, because I knew you from church, and, like, you kind of sold it to me when you guys were, like, first coming about, so... Yeah, I obviously saw Tristan and Luke and knew what they were about as well. So I always knew that was the type of environment I wanted to work in. So yeah, I just had to put the work in and hopefully you guys noticed me when I sent an email.
Literally. And it was good, and I'd agree with that. I think that Shay did really well was that over the years he kept in touch and I was aware of what he was up to, which is brilliant. And you come in for visits and you helped out. And I think sometimes those relationships really make a difference when you do end up just as another pile of CVs or letters. So that's really cool. So what were your first impressions, Maddie? So you started a bit earlier, actually.
Yeah, in July last year.
Super keen.
Yeah.
How was it? How were those first few days?
It was quite overwhelming, to be honest. I'd not really ever worked in not a gym environment, but this kind of environment professionally. I'd done a little bit of coaching with kids kind of casually, but it was very professional. The swap over from the shifts initially was quite difficult, going from a late to an early. Mm. Definitely was quite tired in the first week, but I guess it's kind of part of the job you need to be in when you need to be in. Mm. So it was just adapting to that. But it was really interesting, and from the first week I knew that there was so much that I was going to learn, and it wasn't just going to be that I was just the intern and I'd get picked up on a few things. It was I'd be really, really involved, hands-on from the minute I started. So yeah, it was definitely overwhelming, but I knew there'd be a lot of development there to have.
That's good. How about you, Shay?
I thought it was like just crazy. Obviously I come down and like Ryan showed me around, and like I just thought Elevate was just like everyone was just getting on with their own stuff. But when I thought of like Elevate, like
that's coached, our training program that we offer here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like coach session from 12 till 2. And I was like, oh, okay, everyone's going to be doing the same stuff. Like, this could be quite easy to pick up on. And I walk in and everyone's just doing different things. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So it was quite crazy. And like trying to help out people, but like different PTs called different exercises, different things.
Yeah.
So like trying to get a hang of like all the exercises and what people call them was quite mad at the start. But then, like, you slowly get used to it, mm. and, like, that's just how it is. Everyone just gets on with their stuff, and, like, you're just there to float around and help mm. Everyone get on with it. But, yeah, it was just... Yeah, I've never worked in that environment, so I just wasn't used to it.
Yeah, it's definitely different, isn't it?
Definitely.
And I think we're now several months in, and you guys, it's completely normal to you now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, we're really aware of that when people arrive, that it probably just seems like chaos with
yeah.
over 100 members all doing different strength and conditioning programs and all needing their own bits, and lots of them are injured and all that kind of stuff. But that's cool. So what was it like working with like the public and not with potentially other students or different, loads of different personality types? Mm-hmm. How was it for you kind of in your first sessions, either therapeutically or coaching people? How did you find that?
I think I felt really responsible. You come in as a coach and then people look at you as a coach. So you're almost their first point of call, potentially during the exercises to explain something and also get it right, I think. Some people maybe didn't know what our background was, so they might think we'd come in and be really experienced in some things. So I think I had to learn to kind of be okay with saying, oh, I don't understand, I'll go and get Tristan, I'll go and ask someone else. But yeah, I think it was just being that figure that people are going to turn to in issues. Again, kind of going back to that word overwhelming, it's a little bit like, oh, okay, people need me now. But working with the population, it's great. I think I'm probably lucky I've had experience working with different age populations from previous employments and jobs. But in a sporting situation, it was definitely quite different. You definitely have to adapt just the different needs that they need, really.
What was it like for you, Shay, the first time you were in a room, a treatment room, doing some treatment on... something you didn't know?
A treatment room. I thought it was fine. Yeah. Like, I've experienced loads of different type of personalities. I've worked in retail for a while, so you talk to a lot of people. Yeah, no, honestly, I felt comfortable and just get on with it. Obviously, we do a lot of practice in uni. It's a bit different doing a student to, like, someone with an actual injury. It's a bit different. But as far as how I felt, I'd say I just felt comfortable.
That's good. And do you feel like we've stretched you in certain ways? Have there been certain things throughout the year that you can think of where you've had to do something or prepare something?
I think, the seminar definitely for me was quite an exciting and a kind of, as you said, like a stretching evening. It stretched me quite far. I've had previous kind of experiences presenting publicly from school, kind of being head girl, student leader, that kind of thing. I've done it before, but to... at work, and I guess when you're the intern, kind of you are expected to perform well. Yeah. So presenting that was really, there was kind of a high pressure environment, but it was great fun and it went really well. And it was great to be responsible for I guess, the organisation and kind of the opening and the closing of the evening. So kind of encapsulating it all, not just speaking and leaving the platform.
Brilliant. How about you, Shay? You did something recently as well, didn't you, the last few weeks?
Yeah. I hosted a seminar for some of the sprinters. That were local in Reading, and that's like out of my depth. I do not do public speaking. I even feel a bit like weird sitting here now talking on the podcast. But yeah, like it was good, and like Maddie's saying, like just people coming in and expecting things of you, because obviously I'm just the intern, or I can't just say just an intern because I do more than that. But it was just weird when you have externals come and I'm presenting them on about like injury prevention and recovery. It just felt weird. I felt definitely out of place, but afterwards definitely got comfortable within like the first 10 minutes.
And do you feel off the back of that more confident now in terms of who you are as a practitioner and what you can bring?
Definitely reinforced something in me, maybe like a bit more confident, walk around the building like
6 foot tall,
6 foot tall, shoulders back, chest out. Yeah,
it's quite nice to be trusted as well to do that. I think when Dan, yourself and Tristan kind of said, and Sarah said, we'd like you to host the seminar, especially it was quite early on in my internship, so it was quite nice that you guys trusted us to make that happen and go well, and we didn't need you guys there as such, especially being the intern. Going back to what Shay said about the confidence increasing, it definitely helped to reinforce that we are capable of that thing.
Yeah, completely. I think for us, we can't manage without you guys, so I'd say we don't see the intern as a thing. We just see it as a member of our team who's a placement student from university. And it can take several months for people to get up to speed or kind of feel confident, but the sooner you can, I think the better. And I think both of you did that really quickly. And we always say, just back yourself, bring your difference, bring your netball or football skills, Shay. Mad dog. I just mean being well because that's what we need, and we need some youth and some younger ones with good ideas, not just old people that have done the same things over years. And that's why we want placement students in Go Perform, really, because we want to learn and we want to grow with you as well, which is cool. Your mum, Maddie, so I called you Mad Dog, and now I feel a bit awkward about that, because when I met your mum, she said to me, are you the guy that calls her Mad Dog? So I'm not sure whether that was appropriate or not.
That's brilliant, I love that.
But I think it's a great nickname.
That is a good nickname.
But yeah, there you go. So we'll talk a bit about some of the challenges. So specifically, Maddie, how do you feel you've developed as a person and as a practitioner over the last few months?
I think my confidence, and it kind of sounds really cliche, but my confidence has definitely increased in what I know and how to apply it. I think at uni you learn everything on paper. Because I do sports science, I don't do as much practical hands-on kind of treatment, I guess, at uni, and that's had to be something that I've done vocationally externally outside of uni. Yeah. So being able to be confident that, okay, I've read that on paper on a lecture or seen it or heard it, but actually I can apply it in the real world setting has been really great. And I guess that relates then to kind of the physical side of my skill set, being able to use my sports massage qualification, and again, you guys trusting me to use that with private clients or the Elevate members, it's been really great just in reinforcing the theory that I've learned into a practical setting.
And what about as a person?
As a person, I think my people skills have really improved again. I don't think I came with poor people skills just from experience I've had previously, but being able to adapt to definitely a wide range of the population, I guess, from youth athletes, where I'm probably still a little less comfortable with that kind of youth population, but when I have to maybe run some sessions on a Saturday, or if Will's not here, being able to work with the youth and then maybe say kind of like our 80-year-old rehabbers, that's really great. So I've definitely widened the population that I feel I can work with in a completely different environment.
So how about you? How about as a practitioner, how have you changed?
I don't know. I feel like, I feel more confident in my own abilities. Yeah. Like if you was to give me like a task to do or set me up with a patient, I'd be confident just to crack on and get on with it.
Good.
Where before I was always confident, but I felt like confident in like the basics. I feel like my skills have gone up a level. So I'd say as a practitioner, just leveled up.
How about as a person?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you've matured at all?
You could say that, yeah. You could say I've matured a bit. A little bit. trying to think, I don't know.
I definitely think you are more confident. Like, you teach me things sometimes. Yeah. I think because Shay comes from a sport therapy background.
Yeah.
Regardless of maybe that massage qualification I have, I still lack maybe like the injury, the diagnosis, assessment kind of aspect. So we kind of collaborate on our notes and what we've learned over the placement year, and I would definitely reinforce that, Shay, you do tell me things and kind of teach me things that you've done with people and athletes.
Thanks, Maddie.
You're welcome.
Means a lot.
Awesome.
Okay.
What would you advise? So obviously we're in the process at the moment of new placement students being arranged for next year. What would your advice be to them if they were sat here now? What would you say?
Just get involved as much as you can, honestly. Like, just throw yourself in the deep end, because the guys here, just they back you 100%. Like, you're here for a reason, you're here to learn, so don't shy away from like the learning opportunities. Like, so many opportunities have arrived to me here, and I've just said yes, even if I didn't feel 100% confident. Get on with it, do a good job, and then people will give you feedback and be like, oh, that was really good, well done. And then it just, yeah, it just gives you that extra bit of confidence to be like, oh, okay, I do know what I'm doing. So if, yeah, for the next intern, just crack on with it, just jump in.
That's good. How about you, Maddie?
Yeah, I think I'd definitely reinforce that. Just take every opportunity and also ask all the questions. I've definitely found that kind of trying to transfer some of my skills to the sport therapy side, ask why and what and how you do that. But not to be afraid if you don't know something. The other day, Luke asked me to do an assessment on an athlete, and I wasn't 100% sure on the whole complete assessment, so I did what I thought I was capable of. And then Luke and I kind of collaborated, and he explained to me what else he would have done on top. So it wasn't that I did it wrong. It was just not to be afraid that you don't know everything, but you will learn so much.
Yeah, good. That's great. And definitely being open. And so we don't expect people to be experts at all. We just want them to be up for doing stuff, like you said, Shay, to jump in, really, which is great. Maddie, recently you ran the Reading Half Marathon.
Yeah.
And you said, or I read somewhere, that you'd been inspired by some of the people that you've worked with here. Tell me more about that.
So I always been into fitness, always studied it, loved it, played netball, but I'd never really been a runner. I'd done a bit over lockdown, and then at the end of last year I thought I would like to set some kind of running goal. I think we have such a large kind of a dynamic community of athletes here, and a lot of them are runners or somehow involved in running. And a lot of people have said to me, oh, you could definitely do a half marathon, that you could definitely do something. And it inspired me to actually kind of apply for a place on Reading Half Marathon and kind of set the goal and the training block and develop kind of my fitness and my skills as an independent athlete. But I think it was just working with lots of different people, again, that variety of population, seeing younger and older athletes and Elevate members being able to do it. So I thought, I reckon I could do that. So just why not give it a go? And it went really well. So yeah, it
was. And will you do more running off the back of it?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'd definitely do a few more halves and see if I can get kind of my time down, a speed aspect and focus, and then maybe the full one day. Love maybe that.
That's really good. Have you been inspired, Shay, to do anything this year?
Totally. I did plan on doing a marathon, but a few things come up.
You've been playing Sunday League football, haven't you, against
Sunday
the
league.
Wales team?
Yeah, I've been smashing the Sunday League, mate. That's my inspiration.
You've enjoyed being back in Reading and playing football?
Yeah, like I spoke to some of the guys here and girls here about me playing Sunday League, and they like proper get into it. Like I come in on a Monday, like, how'd you get on Sunday? I was like, oh yeah, yeah, we won and
absolutely
stuff like that. And yeah, it was good. So yeah,
I think it's that community thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
100%. Everyone being interested in each other's stuff.
Exactly. Definitely. Yeah,
and people asking, like checking up on you, like how did your run go? How did your game go?
Yeah,
that kind of thing. It's really nice to be involved with everyone and not, again, just the coach. It's a lot more personal of a level you reach, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Brilliant. So you're heading back to uni for your fourth years. What are you? Has anything changed over this year in terms of what you're thinking, career-wise or studies-wise? Where are you at with that, Maddie?
So when I applied for uni, I had in mind that I wanted to do physio, but I wasn't really 100% sure, and I wasn't, again, sure on the routes and the pathways that you can take to get to that end goal. But being here has really consolidated that I would like to go into physio and work more hands-on within athletes in that industry. So I'm looking to complete my final year and then do a master's, hopefully. Again, maybe somewhere I can commute to, because it's been great living at home. And the network we've got here, I wouldn't like to kind of leave that and move far away. It's been really good to develop that. So yeah, hopefully we'd go into physio. I think everyone probably aspires to work in the elite industry, but I mean, kind of set your goals big, why not? So I'd like to maybe go into the elite sport, or at least into that sports field, as a physio somewhere.
How about you, Shane?
Yeah, same. Physiotherapy. Coming here, like, and seeing there's more to just like sports therapy, because that's the course I do in like soft tissue and stuff, and like seeing the rehab that Luke does and Sarah. I was just like, okay, maybe I do want to do physiotherapy. So potentially looking at masters, like Maddie said. But I'm quite in a privileged position, because out of all my friends, I'm the only one that's done a placement year. So I can kind of see how their choices, because they're a year in front, have kind of gone. Okay. So obviously a few people might be doing a master's, or a few people might be going straight to work. So I can kind of take my last year and just see how it plays out for them. Obviously more likely to do a master's in physiotherapy, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, good. Anything else you want to add, really, that we've not covered? I think you both worked really well together, because you didn't know each other before, did you?
Yeah, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
So was that
odd? Yeah, we didn't.
Coming in, like, because I know you slept at different times.
I think it's quite reassuring knowing there'll be someone else in your position.
Definitely.
I was quite glad I wasn't going to be just on my own.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice that I think we bounce well off each other.
Yeah.
It's also quite good that we work opposite shifts. I think that works really well, because we see different sides of the day and different people.
Yeah.
So that's quite nice. And I guess we just have each other to ask questions. I think because we come from different disciplinary backgrounds, it's quite nice that I can ask you maybe some more, like I said, that sport therapy side, injury side, whereas if maybe we go to like force plates or some kind of the science part, I know that if Jay wanted to ask me a question, he could.
Yeah, I'll back that up. That is true. And I feel like, yeah, like we cross over 1 hour on a Friday, and that's normally our
is
time
that
to.
Year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's our newsletter time.
this is our hour, isn't it?
This is our hour. Taking up half an hour, Dan. Please, mate. Come on. But yeah, it is good. Like, we just catch up and to see how each other are getting on, and just gossip really about what's going on.
Yeah. And how's it been working in the team, like the wider team here? Like, Has that been helpful?
Yeah.
What would your observation be if you were coming from the outside and saying you could do this better, or that was, do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, feedback.
How can we be a better team?
Well, I've got plenty of things. So basically, no, I'm only joking. No, I don't know. I feel like it's well ran here. Like, honestly, I can't think of anything.
Mm.
Not even like feedback, or I can only say good things.
Yeah, I think I'd probably say the same. I struggle to think of anything that you guys miss here or like lack. There's not really anything that I think we could do better. You really push us to kind of develop our skills well, especially kind of the CPD route. I don't know, I think you guys do it quite well. It's, you support us in every way that you can. Like, there's never a chance where I have a question, I think, oh, there's no one to ask.
Yeah.
It's always, oh, I can go and ask Dan, Luke, Sarah.
Yeah, I think our biggest challenge is that it's so fast-paced that we don't always have enough time. So if we were slower paced,
yeah,
we'd have loads more time for meetings, mm-hmm, and chats and
views.
It feels like we have to do it on the fly all the time, which is exhausting sometimes.
It's probably the nature of the industry though, isn't it? It's like when you look at your diaries, you're back to back, but then there's so many people that want you guys, which is definitely reflects to go perform.
I think if we try and be quite succinct and quite straight with, as you might have noticed, with when we give feedback or advice, like, there's no point being around the bush. It's much better
just straight to the point.
Yeah, definitely.
With no kind of there's never any hard feelings or anything like that. It's just, we just all want to be better.
That's one thing I've probably learned, is to take the criticism, like, okay, this wasn't as what we expected maybe, or this is how we would do it. But you learn it and it's reinforced that way, rather than thinking, oh, that was okay, but it's good to go, actually, I would do it this way. And then that's consolidated. I've definitely had a few things, hands-on treatment-wise assessments, say, before treatment, and now I know exactly what to do. And then that just adds to my practitioner development.
And I think it's really important with your patients as well to actually say, please tell me what was good and what wasn't so good about the last appointment, and to learn from that. I had somebody this week and I did something, you know, immobilisation to their ankle, and it made it sore. And that was really important for me to hear that. And if I hadn't have asked the question, I might not have got that answer.
Yeah.
So I think, good communication is hugely important. And again, you guys have communicated really, really well.
Which
is
brilliant.
Awesome. I think that's everything. Again, thanks so much for all you're doing. We've got a few more months to go yet, and hopefully a bit more fun and a bit more outside.
Literally.
The sun comes out.
It's been a long winter.
Yeah,
a long cold winter.
But no, it's been really good. It's been really good to chat to you today. So thanks so much.
Thanks.
Making
Cheers,
your
mate.
Podcast debut. Well done.